Don't you hate it when technology fails you?
Yes, I hate it when technology fails me.
Hey guys, so normally we do a sound check for the show, and we always do a sound check for the show, but we're doing a very, very special sound check for this show, because we just recorded a reaction to the Avengers Infinity War trailer, and we had some really fucked up audio problems.
Yes, we did.
That pissed me off.
Yes, they did.
I had to work on the audio aspect of it for an extra... I mean, it was like how long... The reaction was 18 minutes, and I ended up having to clean up the audio for about 2 hours. That's how bad the audio was.
Yeah,
so
it was rough.
We did a mic check before. So
we did a legit mic check
and did everything before that, and it was an emergency one. We just kind of had to set up randomly, but... The thing is that the video is doing pretty well right now, and
yeah,
I'm pissed off because that doesn't represent us at our best with what we're able to do with the show, because the audio's fucked up, and we're primarily an audio show. We're a podcast mainly. That's how we keep things going. We've been doing that for over 6 years now, so for the audio to get that fucked up during something that's pretty huge and important to us as nerds and to the show in general... It's not acceptable, so... It's not acceptable. We don't accept that shit. It's not acceptable, yo. So, we're gonna double down on this audio check. But I guess we can sort of round it out with, like, what else we thought about that trailer. Since, like, if the audio is working now, we're not getting the same fucking issues that we had before.
Yeah.
Then, and now we clearly have a bit more time to discuss it. What were some things about the trailer that we didn't touch upon in the review that you thought about later on?
Oh boy. The more I thought about it, the more excited for it I got. There wasn't really...
Were you initially like excited right at the end of it, or were you more like, you said you were overwhelmed at the time. Do you still feel overwhelmed by it, or are you more curious to see it?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, I'm still concerned about how much they're putting into one film.
Yeah.
And hoping it won't take away from the quality. But I'm still excited for it. After watching Thor and Guardians 2.
Yeah. Ragnarok was great. Guardians 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
Both were fucking really good. You could watch both back to back and it'll feel like the same kind of vibe.
You know? Those are the characters I'm most excited for. And I really hope Deadpool makes an appearance, but I don't think he will.
Oh, God. Come on. It's the Infinity War. Deadpool has to show up at least for like one quick cameo.
Yeah.
Come on. They're fucking with space, time, and reality. Deadpool's got to show up at some point. He's meta. He's meta. He transcends that shit. He's always there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I know I'm in a fictional reality, so I'm going to, like, fuck with it.
Plus, I mean, I don't know if they've announced all the Avengers that are going to be in it, but you said we were going to have 35, and they didn't show
30,
that many.
32 to 35 heroes, not even including villains.
Yeah,
35.
Between the Avengers,
Thor... How are you going to get that much screen time for everyone? Literally, the movie's just going to be 5 minutes of each character.
Yeah, but between the Avengers, the Thor cast, and the Guardians of the Galaxy,
that's not that many.
That's not 35.
What do you mean? No, we sat down and figured it out once, remember? And we did it on the podcast. We can do it again right now.
I probably didn't listen to
that segment. We can do it again right now.
Segment.
We got the time. Let's start. Okay, 35. We got to get to 35. Let's start with the original Avengers. We got Iron Man, Thor,
Hulk,
Hawkeye, Black Widow.
Uh-huh.
And Nick Fury doesn't really count. He was just kind of the point man, and I think he's gone anyway.
Okay.
Unless he comes back. All right, Nick Fury. Nick Fury.
Loki.
Then we got Loki. He's B Squad.
Yeah.
Like bad guy B Squad.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's still part of it. Like at the end of Ragnarok, he was like, "I'm on your side," basically.
Yeah.
So okay, so Loki. Then we got War Machine, Iron Man's buddy.
Oh yeah, okay.
He was going through Rhodes was going through physical therapy. He's gonna be fine. He's gonna have like a robo mech suit, and he's gonna fuck shit up. Like
okay.
I already saw it. Like you saw him in posters, and he was in clips of the trailer. So
yeah.
War Machine's gonna be there. He's gonna be a disabled superhero.
Nice.
Oh shit, War Machine's a disabled superhero. That's fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Awesome. That's a nice way to sneak that in.
Mm-hmm.
He's a disabled war veteran superhero. That's pretty cool. That's a nice little That's a nice little nod.
I mean, if you think about it, they've kind of already done that with
Captain America?
No, not
Captain
America.
He's scarred not by Captain World America. War II. Jesus Christ.
Fucking Daredevil.
Oh, but he wasn't a war veteran.
No, I'm talking about the disabled part because Daredevil's blind.
Yeah, he's... Oh, yeah, but he's not a war veteran.
No.
We're talking specifically a war veteran, like, superhero who's disabled but has, like, he's superpowered by technology and his abilities. And he, you know, he's badass. Okay. He's just cool. He's got a robot suit. Come on. He doesn't want a mech suit? Okay, so where are we at? We're at 8. We left off 7 or 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got War Machine. After War Machine, we've got... let's go into Scarlet Witch, Vision.
Okay.
That's 10, right? 8? Where are we at? 9? God, we're at 9, I think. Yeah, we're at 9. We're at 9. Number 9. We're going to stick at 9. So, Vision. We left off at Vision. We're at 9. Doctor Strange. 10.
Spider-Man.
11.
Okay, now let's do Guardians.
So, Star-Lord. Nebula. Gamora. She's going to be in it. Gamora.
Drax,
Groot, Rocket, Mantis.
Mantis.
Holy shit. Where are we at now? 17? Yeah, we're at 17.
Yeah.
Or 18. See, we're already losing track. We're at 18 now. Okay. We got... They're introducing Captain Marvel. She's going to be in this.
Oh, she is? Okay. Yeah.
Adam Warlock. He's going to be in this.
Okay.
That's almost... We're at 20. Just about 20. Ant-Man. Sorry, Ant-Man. I almost called him Adam.
Ant-Man's going to be
Adam is the Ant-Man of DC. Sorry. We've got Ant-Man. We've got... what's her name? Wasp. Wasp is going to be there. Evangeline Lilly is playing the Wasp. It's Ant-Man and the Wasp. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're double act. They're double act.
I haven't seen Ant-Man.
Goddamn, I'm losing track. We're already in the 20s right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the Valkyrie
Black
lady.
Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah, fucking Black Panther. We can't forget.
And the Valkyrie lady.
The Valkyrie
what is
lady?
Her name?
Valkyrie. Just the Valkyrie.
There's the Valkyrie.
Call her the Valkyrie.
She's amazing. We love her.
I think that's the name of the comics, but don't quote me on that.
I wonder
we got
if
the Valkyrie. Hold on. We got and then after the Valkyrie, we got in Thor Ragnarok, we had another one. Didn't we?
The Rock Monster?
No.
I really hope he's in it though.
He should be.
I really hope he tags along.
And what's his name from Ant-Man? His buddy who
Ant-Man.
Would talk about, okay, I was talking to my friend Felipe, and then Felipe was talking to Tina. That guy's great. He needs to have his own movie. I don't care what he does. He needs to have his own short and just where he tells stories. So, okay, we're in the top 20s, right? Not top 20s, but we're in, like, the high 20s right now. Who are we forgetting? I know we're forgetting a shit ton more, aren't we? I'd hate to, but that's the thing. Like, I know there's more. I just can't figure out where they are.
Yeah.
Like, is that good or bad? Because, like, we can't even, like, name the rest of, like, the possible characters. And not even possible. They're all in it. They're all in it. Who do we got left? We had Iron Man, the Iron Man franchise, Captain America franchise. Oh, yeah, we got Bucky. And we've got, what's his name? The Falcon. So, Bucky... Sorry, Winter Soldier is Bucky.
Okay.
So Winter Soldier, Falcon. So that's two more right there. Oh, God. Even just trying to recall all of the heroes that they've done so far, including the new ones, I'm already getting overwhelmed. I'm like, I can't even get up to 32 or 35.
There's got
to
be Deadpool.
He's not in it.
He has to be in it.
I hope he is. I'm not opposed to it. I'm just saying they're not going to do it because X-Men has their own... cinematic universe going right now, even though they're Marvel, they're a subdivision,
yeah,
so
I know.
Deadpool's a part of that. And, oh, Brolin. But he's Thanos. He's a bad guy. I don't know if that counts. They're talking Avengers specific.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
Avengers specific, so.
Yeah,
we can't even finish it. Damn. That's a lot. Already
that
we're at
a lot.
We're at too many already. We're not at 20. I think we're at 25 almost exactly. We're not even to 30, and I'm like, I don't even want to finish the list.
Oh, Lord.
I'm already overwhelmed by it. You know what? You got a good point about feeling overwhelmed. Before, I'm like, oh, no, it's awesome. Get more heroes, more and more. And now I'm like, fuck that. That's too many.
There's 10 more,
That's
and we don't
many.
Know who they are.
I don't even care. I'm like, I'm already overwhelmed and excited.
Yeah.
Because you got the core group, right? There's the main crew.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
Hawkeye, to a lesser extent, let's face it. He's always kind of been B Squad.
Yeah.
Avengers B Squad. And then you got the other guys who kind of joined on later on. They tagged on, you know.
Do you think they'd include
Nick Fury?
Is it okay?
I keep forgetting to put him in the Avengers crew. He's an original Avenger.
Question, because this also limits it. Are they only going to be including characters from the cinematic universe? Or do you think that, like, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones might make an appearance?
If they had the balls to include the Defenders, they're called the Defenders.
Yeah.
The ones on Netflix. The Netflix Avengers are the Defenders. Yeah. So you could, they're almost like C-Squad. Avengers C-Squad.
I don't know. I think they're pretty badass.
Sister group? The sister group?
Sister group?
We're the Defenders.
Like how I was the sister station.
Well, and then
for
Thor,
a while.
Thor has the Revengers.
Yeah.
Thor has the Revengers.
Which is just Loki and Thor and Hulk and
the
Valkyrie.
Yeah. Which is, that's still a good, that's a good team.
That is a good team.
Think about it. You got the bad guy from the Avengers,
mm-hmm.
plus Thor, plus Hulk, who's like, you've already won. And then you got the Valkyrie lady, who's another kick-ass badass from Greek mythology. You're like, or Norse gods. Like, you're like, Jesus Christ, this mm-hmm. is crazy. That's a good team. They don't even need the rest of the Avengers. You have a god and the Hulk.
Yep.
You've got two gods. You've got two gods, the Hulk, and then one of the most badass Valkyries to survive, the last Valkyrie to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That they win. No matter where they go in the universe,
they win.
They're going to win. You have Hulk and two gods and, like, the greatest warrior ever on top of that.
You know what I'm really looking forward to about this movie?
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't... As bummed as I am that it's not Baby Groot.
Oh, Baby Groot needs to have his own spinoff.
He does.
His own offshoot with Rocket.
I want to see how Rocket, because Rocket has a short temper, deals with teenage Groot.
Oh, they're gonna be fighting all the time.
And it's gonna be hilarious.
It's gonna, yeah. Well, he was already being like paternal figure to Baby Groot.
Yeah.
But now he's just gonna be like, you know, shut the fuck up, Groot. God mm-hmm. damn it, dumbass. I'm just channeling my own father. You fucking idiot. Shut up.
Oh, God.
Stop, Dad. Stop hitting me, Dad. Sorry, no. I'm really painting him to be a... why do you keep hitting me all the time? No, that's terrible. I'm just kidding. He never did that. He just used to shake the gun around. That's all.
Oh, God.
That's all he had to do. Just wave
around.
The gun around. Just, that got me to shut up. No, he never would do that. He would get in trouble. He knew better. He used a squirt gun, painted it black. Anyway, let's talk about movies, not my childhood. So, no, that never... I'm such a fucked up person. I keep going on down the rabbit hole of telling that fucked up story. It was a great childhood. I had a great father. I don't want to... Don't worry about it. Everything's
don't
fine.
Don't worry about it.
What I am worried about, though, is... Let's face it. You can't get to everyone in that first movie. They're doing a two-part for a reason
mm-hmm.
with the Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
You can't get through 35 fucking heroes in 2 hours and 30 minutes. Even on 3 hours, you can't get through that many heroes. You got to break it into two. And guess what? Some people got to fucking die. There's too many
yep.
characters. Some of them have got to die. Some of them have been on for too long, and a lot of them, their contracts are expiring after the second Infinity War trailer. Not trailer, movie. Sorry, trailers, movies, shit gets complicated. So, let's create our own Avengers Deadpool. The Avengers Deadpool. It's a meta game. So, here's how you play Avengers Deadpool. Who's most likely to die in Infinity Wars and not come back? Legit. Let's just do it. Like, and I mean, they'll probably come back. Let's face it. It's Marvel. If fucking Coulson came back, they're going to have other characters come back. Comic books, then no one dies forever. Even in Justice League, we haven't seen it yet. We've got a review coming up for that later.
Yep.
We've heard that other characters come back. So, whatever. But who do you think's going to die? Let's get to it. Who's going to die? Who's going to die? Who's not coming back? Well, I've heard that Chris Evans was particularly interested in...
leaving?
Yeah. I heard he was kind of done... Robert Downey Jr. said he could keep doing it till he dies.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I could play Iron Man till I die. I don't care. It's like, well, he's locked in. He's not going to stop.
Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh, her contract's coming up, and she never got a Black Widow movie, and that's fucked up.
That is fucked
I'm
up.
I'm pissed off. Like, Wonder Woman got a movie before... Like, they barely set up Wonder Woman, and she got her own movie before Black Widow did. And I'm like, dude, you could have done a really kick-ass, like, Atomic Blonde sort of thing for Black Widow. You could have done a spy superhero thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't. And you dropped the ball, and you didn't focus on it. It's like a female... You had a female Avenger... She was the first female Avenger in the movies, and you didn't give her her own movie. All right. Of them got their own movie, but her. Coulson got his own TV fucking series, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, it's because I
Phil Coulson was a boring ass fucking secret agent, like I'm by the books kind of bullshit milquetoast fucker. And then he got Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow, like she may or may not have been tortured, like by an agency that. Brainwashed her into being an assassin. That's awesome. Tell me that story. Phil Coulson from North Dakota? I don't give a shit.
Do you think that maybe she didn't, and I might be wrong, but do you think maybe she didn't get her own movie because the response to the introduction of her character wasn't very good because people didn't like Iron Man 2?
Well, Iron Man 2 is just kind of shit.
Yeah, so
no
I
offense
think
to Iron Man.
It's not
Iron Man 2
the
sucked.
Character itself, but people were like, well, if her... If
it was like
this
the Batman and Robin of Iron Man. Sorry.
Like, if this character... People were probably thinking, well, if this character is so shitty in just as a guest spot in this movie, maybe they shouldn't give her her own movie.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like...
Well, I think... No, because she came... She was one of the shining moments of Iron Man 2.
She was.
She was one of the stand-up parts of that. And she was also one of the stand-up parts of the Avengers. Anytime she was on screen, she was magnetic.
That's because it's fucking Scarlett Johansson.
She's great. And to put her in the role of Black Widow was a fucking bold choice because that character is nothing but charisma and charm. And yes, sex appeal is there, mm-hmm. of course. But you could say that about Thor or Captain America.
Yeah.
They have sex appeal. Superheroes are sexy.
Yeah,
there's
superheroes
nothing wrong
are
with
sexy.
That. Superheroes are sexy. They're meant to be sexy. They're visually dynamic. They have bright colors. They have tight outfits. They're muscular, whether they're men or women. They look great. So I don't think there's an issue with having a female superhero with sex appeal. We sexualize male superheroes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at, what is it, Captain America? As soon as he got turned into the muscular guy, she, like, touched his pecs and shit.
Yep.
If a man did that to... If a woman got... Like, augmented, like, big boobs, and he's like, oh, whoa, and he grabbed her tit? That'd be fucking really inappropriate.
That would be really inappropriate.
You'd be like, you can't do that. You can't just grab a woman's tit. It's like, yeah, it's really inappropriate, but yet she's grabbing his peck. It's like, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. You can, like, superheroes are kind of meant to be treated like meat
question.
Superheroes. All of them. Even Batman.
Because we haven't talked
it.
About this.
Batman,
yes.
Batman likes it.
So. Iron Man wasn't. Iron Man 2 wasn't the best film.
Yeah.
But I actually really liked Mickey Rourke.
Oh.
Did you like
no,
Mickey
no,
Rourke?
No, wasn't he in the third one?
No, there was the second.
Oh,
I didn't
was,
see the third one.
That was Mandarin, but not Mandarin. That was Guy Pearce Mandarin, which was weird. Yeah, Mickey Rourke was good. Yeah, I liked him as Whiplash, even though he was kind of useless as a villain. He was in like two scenes, and then he was CGI'd in the second one. It was just his head CGI'd onto a GoBot. It's kind of weird. Mickey Rourke GoBot.
I love Mickey Rourke.
Mickey GoBot.
I miss Mickey Rourke.
He's still around. He's still doing stuff.
Is he doing stuff, though?
Kind of. Not really. He's kind of retired. Well, suffice to say, we're nothing but excited for Avengers Infinity War, and we're looking forward to it. If we had to pick one that we think is going to die, probably Black Widow.
Yeah.
Other ones that I don't know who else. I know Chris Evans, Robbie Downey Jr. That's what I call him.
Mm-hmm.
You know me when I fuck up names. And then Scarlett Johansson, Chris Evans, their contracts are up. I know those three are, I think.
Yeah. But only two of them have vocalized actually
and that's
actual
Evans,
interest in being done with the franchise.
And so...
And Evans and Scarlett Johansson.
I think Scarlett Johansson should walk. I think she should. I think she should be like, fuck you guys. Like, you should have given me my own trilogy. I was here, Black Widow was the shit.
Yeah.
You had me. You dropped the ball, now we got Wonder Woman. Fuck you. You could have made me your Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You could have made Black Widow there. Black Widow could have been Marvel's Wonder Woman. But they just totally screwed. And Scarlett Johansson is so talented. Fuck it. She should walk. She'd be like, you know what, I'll do Infinity Wars 1 and 2, kill my character, bye. Deuces. Bye. I got my money. I got my talent. She can go off and produce her own movies and star in them.
Like Margot Robbie's doing.
Exactly. She could star in her own movies, direct her own films. She can do her own thing. She can be her own industry in and of herself. She doesn't need this anymore. I'm not saying, like, fuck Marvel. I'm saying, like, that's a shitty thing to do to Scar Jo. Yeah. She's been there since day one with these guys, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, not really day one, but close to it. You know, she was in the trenches with the Avengers the whole time. And she got fucked over. Yeah. Why do women keep getting fucked over like this? I know they're not consciously trying to do this, but it seems to keep happening.
Yeah, it's weird because
I'm not talking like just in the world in general. I'm talking like in the movies. Like, cuz we really have to force the concept of Daisy Ridley playing a Jedi. Like, you really have to force that female lead in Star Wars. Like, people are like still having issues with accepting her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
And the Who lady gives doctor a shit? Too.
It's a lead character. I like, come on. Like, so like why?
It's
like,
weird.
Mad Max Fury Road, it's like it tricked people into it. You thought it was going to be about Mad Max, but it was really about Furiosa. Mm-hmm. They had to trick us into liking Furiosa.
She kind was amazing.
To go, if the movie was called Furiosa and had nothing to do with Mad Max, it might have had a harder sell.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fucked up?
That movie was so good.
Because that movie was amazing.
It was amazing.
And Scarlett, sorry, she should be in the sequel with Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron
was amazing. And Tom Hardy was good too. Mm-hmm. But it was Charlize Theron stole that film.
Phenomenal.
She stole the movie from him. It wasn't his fault. She just had the better part.
That entire group of women stole the movie.
All of them. All the ladies did. And the bad guys were great too.
The bad guys were rogues gallery. Fucking great.
But anyway, Infinity Wars, we're excited. We think ScarJo's gonna, not ScarJo, but Black Widow's gonna die. ScarJo's gonna live on to have an awesome career, but Black Widow's probably gonna go bye-bye. Maybe Captain America? Because in the comic books, he dies,
mm-hmm.
and then Bucky takes over. But they may have Falcon do it. I don't, man. They're not taking a break, by the way. Someone told me that they got Spider-Holland has new movies coming up.
Oh, okay.
And they got some other shit coming up too within the years. But
oh yeah,
as
that
far
was
as
left in a comment, huh?
Well, yeah, but we'll touch upon that in the update later. But suffice, basically, we got more tag team movies coming. Like Thor Ragnarok was a tag team movie. Mm-hmm. I call it tag team movies when it's a few of the heroes, but not all of them. They're still working together,
yeah.
But it's not all of them. Those are like tag team movies. We'll get those plus the individual stories for their own trilogies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to get big old Avengers stuff for a while. Or big old team-ups. Just the tag team shit. Which I'm fine with. I like that. I think they're better suited for that. I hope they do take 5 years until they make an Avengers movie. Another one. That would be great. Because then it'd be more of a, whoa, they're doing it again after 5 years? That's crazy. But you can build up to that, you know, like they did with the other Avengers. You know?
Yeah.
The very first one. So, I just say take a break, Marvel.
take a break.
Fucking take a break. Let DC catch up, man. Like, they're trying.
They
it's
need
like
it.
DC's like the fat kid in gym class right now. He's
yeah.
like, oh. He's like, yeah, fucking hell. I'm just trying to keep up, guys. I'm like, look, we're sorry that you're genetically predispositioned for this to not do so well, but we still have to take gym class. Like, we're sorry. Like, here, slow down, everyone. We got to get a passing grade for DC.
Yep.
That's what it feels like.
That is what it
oh,
feels like.
Oh, I feel so
and
bad.
And it's upsetting.
I love DC. They're great. Oh, well. Well, that's going to do it for this true soundcheck thing. We wanted to give more to that trailer because I was pissed off that the audio was fucked up. So I wanted to give more to that reaction and touch upon some other things because that's pretty huge. This is huge.
Yeah.
This is the
huge?
First superhero movie where they've literally upped the ante. Like, instead of doubling down, they've like quadrupled down.
Yeah.
It's like all or nothing.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
No, this is the kitchen sink movie. This is Marvel's Avengers kitchen sink. That's what it is. It's literally all of them. All
oh
of it. Fuck you, Marvel. 2018, suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
We don't care anymore. We don't fucking care. We're Marvel. You ever want to see Darth Vader fight Thanos? Fuck it. It's coming up. Disney owns all that shit. We don't even care.
Oh my god.
That would be great. I wouldn't mind that. If out of nowhere.
You would come up with
Darth
that idea.
If Darth Vader showed up out of nowhere to help fight Thanos, I'd be like, yes!
I know you would.
Fuck everything! Yes! All my toys are alive.
My toys.
And they're playing with each other. It's awesome. That's, as a nerd, it's good times. It's good times to be alive. I mean, I never thought I'd be seeing superhero movies and Star Wars movies in the same year, around the same holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be a nerd is good. And also, to round out our final thoughts, I feel like everyone's kind of a nerd now.
Yeah.
Like, people are, like, I used to read this shit and be made fun of, like, because I read this shit. I used to be like, you fucking read comic books. That's fucking dumb and lame. No one cares. No one gives a fuck. What? Look at those guys in their lame, stupid, they look like fucking, like they would, you know, use homosexual slurs to describe my favorite superheroes, which now everyone who is like, oh yeah, I fucking love Wolverine. He's like, it's like you used to call that guy the hairy, yellow, three-letter homophobic word.
Yeah.
And now they're like, Wolverine's awesome. It's like, dude, where the fuck were you when I was reading this shit and you were calling me names and I was being ostracized? You know, it's like now,
like,
you're
these guys were all still awesome 20 years ago.
Yeah,
what
like
are you doing?
They've been awesome since forever, since before we were fucking born, and they're giving me shit about it. And now the whole society has changed, and everyone's like, oh yeah, this stuff's great, and everyone knows who Thanos is.
Love it.
Everyone knows who Thanos is. Even like fucking women know who Thanos. Like, and I know it's like, well, women read too. I'm like, yeah, but this is insane. This is like a level which I never thought would happen. There's like kids growing up dressing up like comic book characters that are obscure, like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Kids, like, there are fans, like kids love Ant-Man. When I was a kid, no one knew who the fuck he was. They were like, what? Ant-Man? That sounds like a shitty Batman.
Shitty Batman.
Was he shitty Batman? No, it's Ant-Man. He can shrink down to the size of an ant. That's stupid. But now he's got a great movie, and he's got a sequel coming. And people and kids dress up like him.
Yay!
So guess who's right, fuckers? Yeah, suck a dick, Team Awesome Inc. And also follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page, download, subscribe for free on iTunes. Go to the YouTube channel. Simmer Mike, we got the reaction there for Avengers, and we got more nerdy shit coming.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.